it's the second, if you like, breach in 6 years, which is what it is. But yeah, it was a shock. It was, you know, here we go again. It's the cost factor. It's employing noise engineers, specialists, solicitors, etc., etc. So my bills so far are over 3,000, regardless of the fact that we're not going to court. But obviously we've saved on court fees and we've saved on a potential fine.
And I'm guessing you still don't have any sense of who made the complaint?
No, the resident in particular on this particular complaint has decided to stay anonymous. So we couldn't go and measure the noise from his flat or her flat to get an accurate sort of understanding of the problem. So we've had to work around it, and we don't know exactly who the resident is, but we've gone to various locations that have made complaints previously to try and address the problem. So in a way, we've done it a little bit blind, but we've covered all bases as much as we can with the council present whilst we were doing all of this.
Obviously, people have a right to complain. They've gone through, you know, proper channels to make that complaint. But would you have appreciated if someone, that individual, whoever it was, came to you and said, I have this issue
totally
with you, as opposed to going away, you know, and having to fork out money to challenge it and so on? And obviously you've won in the end, so it seems for them it wasn't a necessary move.
It's a hard move all round. One, for residents to feel that they can come and talk to us. I do understand their reservations. Also to have noise engineers on site at the time, so it's not something that can be easily addressed immediately. Yes, we can turn the volume down straight away if it is being a nuisance. However, the formal tests and everything have to take time, be planned and be witnessed. There's no ill will towards any of the residents in Rochester High Street at all. It never has been. I mean, we totally understand they have a right to live there. They have a right to peace and quiet. They have a right to enjoy their lives. They have a right to enjoy their homes, and like we all do in our homes. And, we all live where we choose to live for that reason. And we deal with what we have. I live near a school and I understand in the mornings it's difficult to park or get off your drive. But it is what it is. It's life.